With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. A lot going on in the NBA. A lot of things to talk about. A couple things that nobody would have expected to happen. Number one was the Heat beating the Bucks. Closed that series out 4-1. Man, best record in the NBA. Heat closed out in 4-1. Jimmy Butler, game 4, 56 points. Game 5, 42 points on the road and a W. Coach, scratch that. But this is what we doing? And then deliver? A lot of credit to Jimmy Butler. Most guys would not ask for the ball in that situation. Jimmy, a different dude. The NBA playoffs are upon us. 20 teams will get in, all with one goal. It's going to be awesome to watch on television, but I think I can say firsthand and tell all of you there is no comparison to being at these games live. For last-minute amazing deals on tickets, not just to the Dubs, but your favorite NBA team, check out Game Time, the fastest-growing ticketing app in the U.S. And it doesn't stop with the NBA. Game Time has tickets to MLB, NHL, even concerts and comedy shows, too. Download the Game Time app and redeem code GREEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, download the Game Time app and enter code GREEN. That's G-R-E-E-N for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. And as we were able to see Jimmy's football skills coming to play. Jimmy went straight wide receiver, got away with a little push off there, but the finish was absolutely insane. And I can appreciate, as a defensive guy, I can appreciate them not calling that push off. Like, it's last second play, both guys going for the ball, three guys going for the ball. And like, yeah, he get away with a little nudge, but it's the playoffs. And like, you got to be a little stronger, a little tougher. So I agree with the referees not calling the push off. Although if you know anything about referees and refereeing angles, Pat is on the baseline on the opposite side of Pat Connaughton. And when I say Pat, I'm going to butcher Pat's last name, so don't hold this against me. But Pat Freer. Is the official. He's standing on the baseline behind Pat Connaughton. Then there's an official back this way, like up the sideline. Hard for him to have an angle on that too. So it's actually the perfect position for a referee not to have an angle. But that's also me understanding a little bit more about officiating angles and what you can get away with because there is no referee at certain angles. Absolutely amazing. I saw a lot of people saying, why is Brook Lopez not in the game? That play would have never happened if Brook Lopez was in the game. Well, let's discuss something. If Brook Lopez was in the game, and the one thing Milwaukee can't do there, and I want everyone to understand this, there's one thing, and I spoke about it with myself in game four. There's one thing you can't do there. You just can't give up a three. If you give up a layup, guess what? If you give up a two, guess what? You go into overtime. So your worst case scenario, if you are Milwaukee, has to be what happened, which is we go into overtime. But under no circumstances do you give up a three. So hindsight is 20/20. We can all look back at the play and say, oh, man, Brook Lopez shouldn't have been in the game to protect the rim. But if Brook Lopez is in the game to protect the rim and somebody pop for three, then y'all going to say, oh, man, you should have took the three away and Brook Lopez shouldn't have been in the game because we know he's not guarding the three-point line. So I actually agree with Mike Budenholzer there to not have Brook Lopez in the game. Although, yes, all the basketball geniuses and experts are going to say, why was Brook Lopez not in the game? That just shows why you're not a basketball genius and why you're not a basketball expert. Because no chance Brook Lopez should have been in that game. Just no chance. If you run something and you run everyone to the three-point line and Brook Lopez is standing in the paint protecting the rim and you lose that game in regulation, then you really go at Mike Budenholzer for who's in the game. But not that Brook wasn't in the game. So that's that. Giannis, number one, I was very disappointed in Giannis for throwing that ball like that. Like, 10 for 23 from the line, I get it. Whether they foul you or not, it is what it is. Last night I was 4 for 8 from the line. And if I catch a ball in the situation, you have to, like, you cannot just get rid of the ball. Like, hold on to the ball. The ball in that situation is the most important thing. And so I was a little disappointed in that, especially for someone who went 18 for 19, if I'm not mistaken, to close out an NBA Finals. Like, it's there, man. Like, yeah, you go through struggles and you go through slumps, but did it at the biggest stage. The biggest stage you've done it. So, like, you can always look back to that and, like, find some confidence in that. So that was a little disappointing. Also, for the Milwaukee Bucks not to get a shot off. I'm sorry, but the ball can't end up in Grayson Allen's hand. Like, you got Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo on the floor. Under no circumstances should the ball end up in Grayson Allen's hand. Now, if I'm kicking the Grayson Allen in the corner, that's the last, then, you know, you do that. But, like, he didn't get a shot off. They were down two. To not get a shot off down two is absolute. You turn the ball over, that's one thing. Like, you turn the ball over, going, we all have turnovers. You turn the ball over and not get a shot off, that's one thing. Lose the ball, fumble it. But to, like, be making the move and not get a shot off is crazy. It's crazy, and that's why the ball shouldn't have been in Grayson Allen's hands in that situation. It just shouldn't have been. I disagree with it, but that happens, and that's what you end up with. We will see what happens with the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of things coming up. Giannis is due for an extension this summer. Chris Middleton has an opt-out this summer. Obviously, we know, there's changing of guard with the ownership group. And there's also been a little noise about Mike Budenholzer not being brought back, not being retained. It's a guy who won a championship 2 years ago, had the best record in the league, unfortunately got upset. They're saying he may not be back. So it's a lot to watch there. Will Giannis sign the extension? Will Giannis not sign the extension? If not, what does that mean for the future of your franchise? You usually don't see players like Giannis get traded. You just ride it out to the end and see if you can bring your guy back. Players of that caliber, that has possibly changed with the trading of Kevin Durant this year. You know, maybe you will see more superstars get traded now. I don't know. But it's just not a normal thing. Like, you have to try to ride that thing most times till the wheels fall off and in hopes that you get him back. Stuff get interesting in Milwaukee, or they could just run it back next year, knowing that they had the best record in the league. Jimmy Butler went ape shit. Jimmy Butler's going to show up for the playoffs again because he shows up every year for the playoffs. And they've kind of had a back and forth thing over the last few years. So it's been going that way. Jimmy got it done. Gabe Vincent, huge shot down the stretch for Gabe Vincent. And actually almost hit another one. It went in and out. Shout out to Gabe Vincent for stepping up in that situation, man. I saw Jared Allen say the lights was too bright. Like, the lights were brighter than expected. Quite frankly, that's the case for a lot of guys in the NBA. Maybe like 85% of guys, the lights get bright, too bright. But you can't come out and say that. Like, you can't come out and say the lights was too bright for me. Not, and you lost. Like, I told y'all when the stuff happened in Boston with me, like, and they was like, fuck Draymond and like all of this stuff and like a little racial, but I don't ever like to take it there. Like, it is what it is. But I told y'all, I got a little rat up. But the lights being too bright, that's next level. That's next level. So now if you're the Cavs, what do? Have a great season. Get home court advantage. Losing the first round. Scoring was a big issue. Stops was a big issue. What do if you're the Cavs now? Glaringly noticeable that you need a 3-and-D guy. But what do? Gets interesting. Offseason gets interesting. But that's two series that closed out. So we will now see the New York Knicks versus the Miami Heat the next round. I'm taking the Heat.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm taking Jimmy Butler. With the injury to Julius Randle, not certain if he'll be ready for game one. The Heat has something that the Cleveland Cavaliers doesn't have. And that is you can put Jimmy Butler on Jalen Brunson. You try to make it a little tougher with size on Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson has been incredible. But he's not going to bully Jimmy Butler in the mid-range, get to his spot and just bump Jimmy off. Jimmy, you're just not going to do that to Jimmy. So it'll be interesting to see how the Heat decide to match up. But I'd expect at some point in this series, and probably earlier rather than later at the rate that this guy, Jalen Brunson, is playing, to see Jimmy Butler take on that matchup. And you know Jimmy never ducking any matchup, but I expect that to be a Spo game plan thing because Jalen is getting to his spot. And we spoke last week about Darius Garland like being much stronger than I thought, but that's what Jalen Brunson is looking for. So be interested series. I'm going to take the Heat in that one. Play-in team. That play-in tournament is looking more and more promising for the NBA. And moving on, the Dubs go get a big Game 5 win in Sacramento, 123-116. Steph Curry, 31-8. Killer Klay Thompson, 25 on 5 threes. I'll tell you what, if Klay Thompson did not get in foul trouble, he was going on a heater, and I saw it happening, and it started to happen. When Klay Thompson started hitting these things, boy, it get dangerous, and it started happening. And then he picked up that foul. The third foul, I thought Malik Monk overran him. I hit him on the back door. Didn't look like a push-off to me. Quite frankly, I haven't seen the replay of it, but just from my angle, it didn't look like it. I don't know. It is. That's neither here nor there. But I'm telling you, I saw the heater happening, and then Klay Thompson got in foul trouble, and it slowed it down a bit. Andrew Wiggins, 20 points, 2 steals, 2 big blocks. Always good to see Wiggs aggressive. Big shot down the stretch. Big shot. Got the matchup he wanted, got to his spot and raised up. It's also one of them ones that you see, and you, if he misses, you like, Wiggs, why are you settling? But he's that good, and he made it, and you got to live with it. And you live with it anyway because it's him getting to his spot and raising up. Favorable matchup that you'd like to see? You live with it. Huge, huge, huge shot. Also did a good job on De'Aaron Fox. Fox didn't have as explosive as a game as he's been having all series. Got to give Wiggs some credit there. Kevon Olajuwon, Bill Russell, Looney, 22 rebounds. Second time this series, 18.7 rebounds over the last three, 7.9 assists over the last three. Kevon Looney playing some basketball, man. Kevon Looney is playing some basketball. It's funny. I haven't been in the starting lineup, as you know, and so I'm standing at the scorer's table dapping guys up, and Loon came by. I said, Loon, every rebound, Loon. I didn't really think he would get every rebound, but you know, like Loon, like get every rebound. Dude went and got every rebound. Every rebound. Making plays out of the pocket. You love to see it. Love to see a guy who's been through so much doing what he's doing. It's been absolutely amazing. And then yours truly with 21-7, four steals, rebounded the ball pretty poorly. Most points since Christmas 2019. That's interesting. That's a fun one. Quite frankly, I told y'all after game four, I should have had 20 points. I missed six layups. I got back to those spots, and they went in last night, which was good. I know a lot of people made a lot of the one-leg leaner. I actually work on that shot every day. I think it's a time and a place for everything. I'm not going to always just go into that shot, but I work on it every day. And like I said last night, in game two, I had the same shot and I missed it. And I was pissed. In that moment, I felt good. I went back to it and I was able to knock it down. Big shot, give us a three-point lead. And then Wiggs hit his shot, give us a five-point lead. And then Steph Curry did his thing and this way, that way, this way. And got the and one. And that was the dagger. That was it. Such a big game, man. Fun game. I saw the Draymond is a B-word t-shirts. Boy. Yeah, I saw it. And, you know, thank you. It is what it is. I was locked in last night. To be quite honest with you, I maybe heard the boos twice. I was just in the zone, like locked in on the task at hand. I knew what needed to be done. I knew the focus I needed to have. And so I didn't really hear much of it. And when you find that zone, that's a beautiful space to be in basketball, where you just get lost in the arena, like lost in the game. Wow. It's a fun game. Like you... I told y'all, like, yo, I only want to play 4 years. And, like, that's a real thing. But it's games like last night that make you, like, feel like Mitch. Like, if I lead a game, is the game still going to love me, man? Like, it's those games last night that give you that feeling. I sure enough got home last night, and I'm like, man, I'm going to get that up in 4 years. Like, am I really going to get that up in 4 years? Them the games you live for. Like, you go through these long seasons. Like, ultimately, to get to situations like last night. And it's such a wonderful feeling. And obviously, coming out with the win always helps, right? Like, it always helps. Winning cures all, as they say. It's a beautiful game. I thought everybody who came in contributed. Jordan Poole has some very timely buckets. I think he finished with 10 to 12 points, but they were very timely. Very, very, at like crucial points in the game. He made plays. He got a couple dimes, dropped the and one off to me. Dante came in and gave us good minutes. No, it didn't show up in the plus minus, but his presence, his ball handling, gave us some really good minutes. Everybody who came in was ready to go. GP found it last night. You know, that's GP. I was telling someone the other night, like, GP haven't played much basketball all year. And so still getting your feet wet, still kind of trying to get your rhythm. He found some last night. Now, obviously, you got to keep building on it, and we expect him to, and we know he's capable and will. But GP found some last night, and it was good. We needed his energy. Had some timely offensive rebounds, kick out, timely little putback. With the left hand, drop off. He was rolling, hit him for the roll, good finish. Also, guarded Malik Monk, but also Fox as well. GP was huge last night. How did we get it done on the road? The road has been a struggle for us all year. But we know in those situations what we need to do. I thought we did a pretty good job of taking care of the ball after the first quarter. I think we had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. We finished the game with 14, so 7 turnovers the next 3 quarters combined. Thought we did a really good job there. And they were severely out-rebounding us in their first quarter, and I thought we did a good job of evening it up. I think they ended up out-rebounding us by one. And so those were a couple key points that helped us end up taking that game on the road. And then obviously guys made plays. Like I said, Clay made some timely threes. He hit five threes, but they were timely. And like I said, he doesn't get into foul trouble, and we could be speaking a whole different tune. Obviously still get a win, but Klay Thompson not only having 25 because he was going on that heater and you can see it coming. So it'd be big for us to keep him out of foul trouble because game six, it is game six. And we need game six, Klay. Close this thing out because these boys ain't going away. They got nothing to lose. They're going to come out swinging. We know that. So it's going to be important that we get a game six, Klay, and everybody come ready to go, locked in. It's a 5 o'clock game, or 5 or 5:30, which is early and rare. But something happened with the Lakers and the Hawks or something. They're double booked and they can't play the early game. So we have the early game and they play later or something like that of that nature. So early game, make sure you locked in, tune into that. Lastly, before we get out of here, I know everybody was like, man, what about Fox's finger injury? How is that going to affect him? I'm telling you, that man came out guns blazing like nothing was going on. I never saw him grab at it, nor did I ever expect him to. Very tough kid. He's not a kid. He's a grown man, but very super tough. And at no point did we expect him not to play. He's been waiting for this moment his whole career. We talked about it right here on the Draymond Green Show. He's been waiting for this moment. He's done everything he's had to do to put them in this situation. There was no way he was missing this any game with a finger. Never believed it. Never once believed it. And sure enough, he came out guns blazing. His first three threes, I think, and then missed the next seven. So, you know, some of that's he's going to miss some shots, and some of that, you know, some good contests. And got to give a guy's credit who guarded him. Malik Monk really got going there in that second half. He was downhill. He did a really good job. So, obviously, we need to try to do a better job with Monk and not let him take the game over like he was taking the game over. Game six coming up, and I am excited about it. And until after game six, Saturday morning, that's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Till next time. Peace.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.